Welcome to our podcast, Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer.
Hello, I'm Glenda. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Teresa, today. Our first request is from Claire. Please pray for me and my children. We are going through a really difficult time right now. Father God, we pray for your beloved daughter, Claire. We don't know what she and her children are going through right now, but you do. In times of trials and troubles, Lord, we look to you. Life gives us many different challenges that you know we cannot bear alone. But with you, Father God, we believe that nothing is impossible. We ask you to hold Claire and her children in the palm of your hands. We ask you to provide for their needs, physical and spiritual. We pray that they will come through with a closer relationship with you and the faith that you will never fail them. In your name, amen.
This request is from Lisa. Prayers, please, for my son. God knows the need. Heavenly Father, in your infinite love and wisdom, you know the needs of Lisa's son, even before we ask. We lift him up to you now, trusting in your divine providence and mercy. Whatever he faces, Lord, may your grace surround him, your strength uphold him, and your peace fill his heart. If he is in need of healing, be his divine physician. If he is struggling, be his refuge and strength. If he is seeking direction, be his guiding light. Draw him ever closer to you, O Lord, and let your will be done in his life. Bless Lisa with faith and peace as she entrusts her son to your loving care. Mother Mary, wrap them both in your mantle and intercede for them before your Son. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
From Rabina, my son was diagnosed with blood cancer. Please pray for him. Heavenly Father, we come before you full of trust in your boundless mercy. We lift up Rabina's son, who has been diagnosed with blood cancer. Lord, you are the divine healer, the source of all life and hope. We ask you to pour out your healing grace, touch his body, strengthen his spirit, and restore his health according to your holy will. Grant wisdom and skill to his doctors, nurses, and caregivers, that they may be instruments of your healing power. Give Rabina and her family strength, courage, and unwavering faith in your loving presence. In moments of fear and doubt, fill their hearts with your peace and hope. Bless this child, O Lord, and surround him with your love. We entrust him to your care, Lord, knowing that you are always faithful. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
This prayer intention is from Chris. My anxiety is consuming me, and I feel lost. Please pray for me. Heavenly Father, in your great love and mercy, we lift up Chris, who is struggling with overwhelming anxiety and feeling lost. Lord, you are our refuge and strength, our rock in times of distress. Please calm Chris's troubled heart, quiet the racing thoughts, and bring peace where there is turmoil. Fill Chris with the assurance of your presence, that he may know he is never alone. When fear and doubt take hold, replace them with trust in your divine plan. Grant him the grace to surrender his worries to you, knowing that you hold all things in your hands. Mother Mary, Our Lady of Peace, intercede for Chris and wrap him in your loving embrace. Saint Dimphna, patron of those with anxiety, pray for his healing and strength. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Kayla, prayer requests, please. God knows. A family member of mine got some bad news today, and we know God is in control. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of trust, knowing that you are in control of all things. We lift up this beloved family member who has received difficult news today. Lord, you are our refuge in times of uncertainty, our comfort in sorrow, and our strength in weakness. Pour out your grace upon them, bringing peace amidst the storm and hope in the midst of trials. If healing is needed, be their divine physician. If wisdom is required, grant clarity and guidance. If they are afraid, fill them with the courage that comes from knowing you are always near. Bless this family with faith that does not waver, even in the face of hardship. May they find solace in your unfailing love and trust in your perfect plan. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous. Good morning. I am asking for healing prayers, please. I am going through some health issues and would really need you all to pray for me. Thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of trust, lifting up our dear brother or sister who is facing health challenges. Lord, you are the divine healer, the one who restores and renews. We ask that you pour out your healing grace upon them, touch their body, strengthen their spirit, and bring them comfort in this time of need. Grant wisdom to their doctors, clarity in their treatment, and peace in their heart. In moments of pain or uncertainty, fill them with the assurance that you are near, holding them in your loving embrace. May their faith remain strong, knowing that you work all things for good. Mother Mary, health of the sick, intercede for them and cover them with your motherly care. Saint Raphael, heavenly physician, pray for their healing and restoration. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Anonymous, please pray that God would help me see from His perspective, elevating my faith beyond an earthly view to a heavenly one so I can understand things better. No more striving. Also asking for prayers over my husband Chris for continued healing, deliverance, and renewal over him. Asking the Lord to remove spirit of torment. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open to your wisdom and grace. Lord, lift this child of yours beyond earthly limitations and grant the gift of heavenly perspective. Help them to see through the eyes of faith, to trust in your divine plan, and to rest in the peace that comes from surrendering to your will. Remove all striving and replace it with the stillness of knowing that you are God. We also lift up Chris to you, asking for his complete healing, deliverance, and renewal. Lord, break every chain that binds him and free him from any spirit of torment. Let your light shine upon him, filling him with your peace, strength, and wholeness. Cover him in the precious blood of Jesus and restore him in body, mind, and spirit. Mother Mary, comforter of the afflicted, intercede for this family. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend them in spiritual battle. Lord, may your will be done in their lives, and may they walk in the freedom and victory of your love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
This request is from Katarina. Please pray for my brother Sean. He just got out of surgery for multiple hernias. He has end-stage cirrhosis and is an alcoholic. They gave him the option to stay in the hospital and detox. He is making the decision right now. Please pray that he makes the decision to stay. Please pray for hope. Please pray that we break this addiction. Please pray for his salvation and fill his heart with the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we lift up Sean to you, entrusting him to your infinite mercy and love. Lord, you are the divine healer, the one who restores bodies, minds, and souls. As he recovers from surgery, we ask for your healing hand upon him, strengthening his body and giving him the grace to choose the path of life, health, and freedom. Father, we ask that you break the chains of addiction that bind him. Fill him with the courage and willpower to stay in the hospital and begin the journey of healing. Remove every temptation, every stronghold, and every lie that keeps him trapped. Replace his despair with hope, his struggle with surrender, and his suffering with your peace. Most of all, Lord, we pray for Sean's salvation. Pour your Holy Spirit into his heart. Awaken his soul to your love and draw him into the embrace of your mercy. May he come to know you, not only as his Creator, but as his Redeemer and Father. Bless Katarina and all who love Sean. Give them patience, strength, and unwavering faith in your power to transform lives. Mother Mary, gentle and loving Mother, intercede for Sean and lead him to your Son. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.